on us because we coming up now. We done put our hustle down, got our money up. All them bitches run to us, cause they don't want no runners up.
Either I go deep or hard, or I carry my ass home. But I'd be damned if it's back to living up in that drug zone. Shit, and I know that's right, but how they getting it, I don't call that wrong. In the midst of it all, nigga, we stay G while we drop bombs. Wait, but hold on, let me find something for me to roll up on. They say it's now whenever, just hoping now it don't take too long. I'm on my paper chasing, we chasing bread in this marathon. Yeah, I love pussy, but plenty nights I done slept alone. I done it on my own, just me, myself for my microphone, and tell my next life for your jet life till I'm dead and gone. Stay hyped up on that loud pack, that Cali strong. Ain't no
yes, welcome to the Game Anx podcast. This is episode 152. And today is November 6, 2011. And this is the official podcast, game podcast of BrooklynKing.com. And on this podcast, I have none other than Coutinho, aka Scat.
What up?
Coming to you live from Manchester, United Kingdom, UK, in this bitch. And last but certainly not least, we have Shooter with a Z.
What up?
Coming to you live from Toronto, Canada. And I'm in Atlanta, so US of A. I guess I was just laughing because it's just so funny after like a couple years of saying the official podcast of GameManx.com to say the official podcast of the official game podcast of BrooklynKing.com, right? Shit changes, so yeah, we got the site. Site is up, the new site, and yeah, man, it just feels good to have it up, but it's, of course, there's always little things to do, but I'm really excited about just, you know, the changes and the improvements and just opening it up to everybody. I'm interested to see what people are gonna put up, you know, and all that good stuff, and hope people put shit up. yeah, man, so it's there, you know, and there'll be a lot of like new features being added and stuff. That some of it I just need to activate and finish setting up, like member blogs will be available maybe tomorrow, and that's basically, it'll be like brooklyn.brooklynking.com or scatino.brooklynking.com. if you want to use it, it'll be there. If not, you don't have to, but it's essentially like your own blog, full-featured blog that you can log into and post stuff up just like a regular blog would. And that's going to kind of replace my current... What Brooklyn King used to be was just me ranting about random shit. A lot of that stuff that's not so coherent, I'm going to post on that personal blog. So it'll be like Brooklyn... I guess I'm going to change it to just brooklyn.brooklynking.com, but, you know, it'll be shooter.brooklynking.com or whatever, or Jim A or whatever your username is. And there's some other stuff that's coming too, but it's all good. And I like the fact that there's different podcasts too, right? It's just diversity. But we're going to do what we do here and let you know what's going on with the games, and hopefully you'll save some money because shit's getting crazy, man. It's just so much shit out. It's just so much shit out, man. It's like crazy. It's like,
well, saying that though, I've kind of like, I'm coming to the end now of the shit I'm buying. I think there's only two major games now I'm picking up before Christmas. Sonic.
I got only one game left.
Possibly Sonic.
You don't got that Sonic.
So what two games are you picking up? I know it's Skyrim, definitely.
Skyrim, and I pre-ordered Zelda.
Oh, so you would have been getting Metal Gear Solid Collection, but...
I would have been getting that.
So I guess you kind of got saved by the
delay. I kind of got saved, yeah, because with me getting the Ultimate Collection and shit of that, it would have been an extra £80.
Yeah.
Which is how much that costs, so,
It's $80 here. $79.
But it's not even the same one, though.
What do you mean?
like the one he gets, he also gets Metal Gear Solid 4 and the first one. This one only just gets like a book and other little.
Get the fuck out of here.
Right. I'm like 100% sure.
That's bullshit. You know, yeah.
Like the Ultimate Collection that UK gets is fucking awesome.
Why don't I just get that shit then?
I am getting that shit. So, to look on the bright side, like I say, I know the game's not coming out here now till February, so at least I know I save myself £80.
Mm.
You know, which I can put towards Christmas presents for other people.
Right.
So, you know, I have to look on the bright side of things.
Right. Yeah,
plus
that
I've
sounds
got,
bright.
Plus, I've got so much other shit to be playing.
So yeah. Much other shit to be playing. Very true. Mm-hmm. So let's just jump into the news and just keep this shit rolling.
Fight Boom! Boom! Game news this week.
That's right, bitches. Game news this week. So, GTA.
Yes. GTA 5. So, that trailer dropped, the debut trailer. Actually revealed quite a lot I was surprised about. So, we know where the game's going to be set, in Los Santos, which is one of the major cities. Yeah, which is LA. One of the major cities of, like, San Andreas. Possibly got the main character, well, the main character's voice is in there, or it should, that should be the main character's voice. A lot of people are claiming it's Tommy Vercetti from, you know, the main character from Vice City. I'm not too sure, kind of sounds like him.
That was the first thing that popped in my head when I was watching the show, that's Tommy Vercetti.
Yeah.
Even just the shit he was saying, kind of him moving away from that life.
Yeah.
This, so it kind of like relates to it, but it's not the same actor that played the voice Tommy Vercetti.
No, it's not. So, it was Ray Liotta.
Yeah.
Well, saying that, you know, I kind of think it might have actually been Claude as well from GTA 3, because you know when they talk about he talks about moving to Los Santos and that for the weather. And everything, it's like, well, Tommy Vercetti wouldn't move to Los Santos for the weather if he's moving from Miami. You know, whereas Claude in Liberty City, which is like New York, so, you know, the weather will be kind of different up that way, I guess. So, you never know. You never know.
Hey, man, but Claude never talked in any of the games.
Well, in 10 years, he might have grew a tongue. Who knows? Who knows?
Right. What? Probably it's at the end of the day, I think it's going to be, well, I do think it might be Tom Vercetti, I think it's going to be a brand new character. I kind of wouldn't mind it being Tommy Vercetti, but
yeah, I mean, definitely Tommy Vercetti was my favourite character, like, my favourite main character that they've had, you know, from GTA 3 through to 4. So, I don't know, like I said, it revealed like quite a lot, some of the story elements that they could introduce, you know, shit to do with like the economy and everything. You see certain things in the trailer where like people are out of work, businesses like up for sale, houses up for sale, all that kind of shit. So a lot of it is gonna, story wise, is gonna have to do with the actual economy, I think, and not just your own self-gain, you know, just finding your way in the world through all that kind of shit as well. So, I don't know, it's like, I'm looking forward to it as long as they can just sort out the controls a bit, make the controls a bit tighter than we've seen in, you know, the previous Rockstar games of late. And if they can sort that out, then I've got no doubt it can be a great game. Oh, and to sort out the checkpoint system as well. So, yeah, that's kind of my thoughts.
I don't know. You know. How about this? How about one of you guys predict exactly what the fuck I'm going to say? Because I think everybody knows what I'm going to say. except the new listeners.
Banging into doors, part 5.
Exactly! You know what I'm gonna say. The controls are gonna fucking suck. We're gonna get hype. They're gonna show a trailer with some awesome cutscene-ish shit in it. And then we're gonna get it, and it's gonna be like clunky as hell with bad checkpoints. That's what I think is gonna happen.
Yeah, but what's so annoying though is that, you know, we talk about these things like so far in advance, and it's like, why can't developers sort of like listen to these kind of things and tailor their game towards what the community is saying? A lot of the time, I'm not saying that they never do, but a lot of the time it's like they've just not even bothered to listen.
Because, you know, this game's going to sell regardless of the controls.
Well, yeah, that's true, I guess.
So they probably were thinking, oh, why should we go all this trouble, you know, fixing up the engine when we can just sell it how it is and still make millions?
No doubt it'll be the highest selling game of that year behind Call of Duty. So, I don't know, man. It's like, you know, wait and see. That was the debut trailer. God knows when we'll next see some more footage of it. Hopefully we'll see something before E3. E3 is a long way away. And hopefully it'll be out next year.
I think it will be.
Yeah, but probably November of next year, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
November of next year. So.
Interesting.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Hopefully that soundtrack is banging as well.
It probably will be. The soundtrack is gonna be dope. Rockstar always has great soundtracks, man. They always have great environments. They always have great soundtracks. They always have great themes. The themes are always really spot on. You know, they know how to set a tone, but they just don't know how to make it fun in terms of, like, mechanics, you know? So, like, yeah, that's where I'm at with it. I'm not mega hyped at all, but I'm still interested because they do, like I said, they make experiences. They don't always play as good as you want, but it'll be interesting to see their marketing and all of that stuff too, you know?
Yeah. Definitely.
What other news was...
So what do you guys think about the Spike Video Game Awards Game of the Year category?
What are the nominees?
Batman Arkham City.
Haven't played it yet.
Skyrim.
Haven't played it yet.
The Legend of Zelda.
Haven't played it yet.
Not even out.
World 2.
No.
And Uncharted 3.
No.
Uncharted 3, definitely. You know, I find it quite funny that Gears of War 3 isn't in there.
And that had a great campaign. It was a great... And they put Portal 2 instead of... That's stupid. Gears, that's stupid. Portal 2 should not have gotten over Gears. I had way more fun with Gears than Portal 2. I still haven't even beat Portal 2.
I still haven't even beat Gears. shit. But yo... Uncharted 3 definitely should be in there.
Yeah.
Should definitely win, in my opinion.
I disagree.
Yeah, well.
I haven't beat it yet, though, so I can't really comment. I don't know. I have no opinion in that. Because I haven't played 75% of the shit that's on that list. You know?
Exactly. Yeah, Skyrim and Zelda aren't even out yet. And it's like... We don't know how those games are gonna turn out anyway.
Right.
Now I'm picking up Zelda, but you know, it's Zelda on the Wii, not in HD. I don't know how long that game's gonna hold my attention for, just because I feel so isolated on the Wii. You know, as I've said before, with, you know, there's no online system, you know, no online friend system and all that shit. So I've got a feeling I'm possibly gonna get bored of that game pretty quick. Skyrim, I'm hoping, is going to be a great game. Game of the Year material, I'm not sure, because there's so much content within Skyrim anyway that I don't know how many people are actually going to experience it all for it to be Game of the Year material. I don't know.
Right.
But,
I found it interesting that no Battlefield was on there and no Modern Warfare.
Yeah.
But those games don't typically win Game of the Year because they're not really well-rounded.
Yeah, that's definitely true. I mean, Battlefield, the campaign was okay. You know, I have fun with the campaign, not the story, just because I enjoyed seeing what they've done with the engine. And the multiplayer is a lot of fun, but I think, you know, being nominated for Game of the Year just based off the multiplayer and not the full package, it's kind of... I'm kind of glad that it's not in there, even though I do enjoy the game. Because, as you say, it's not a well-rounded game. So... But, yeah... Uncharted 3 came in a year.
Nah.
I don't have to play nothing else.
Nah. So.
Now, they also did the most anticipated game, so let's just quickly do that. Bioshock Infinite? Diablo 3?
No.
Halo 4?
No.
No.
Mass Effect 3? Fuck no. Yes. No. And The Last Guardian? Hands down, Mass Effect 3.
No.
Out of all them, Bioshock.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Bioshock.
Last Guardian, kind of losing hope on that game because if it gets another release date, it'll probably be the end of next year.
Yep.
Plus, I still need to finish off the Team Ico collection. I'm going to get into that once I'm done with all these games this side of the year when I can actually focus on it. Mass Effect 3... I don't know. I couldn't get into the first one, so there was no point me playing the second, so there was no point me even contemplating the third. But I understand why it's up there on a lot of people's, you know, most anticipated lists, so constantly gets good review scores and shit, so...
Yeah, I mean... Yeah, Mass Effect 2... was a sleeper hit for me personally. Like, I ended up getting really into it and really, you know, liking it. Although it was good. It was good. Let me just leave it at that. It was. I'm looking forward to, I'm gonna get 3 and play through 3. I think I'm having more fun with Deus Ex, the new one, than I did with Mass Effect 2, though.
I think that, you know, those nominations should be now updated with GTA 5, because that's going to be on a lot of everybody's, you know.
But that's not official 2011 release, or 2012.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's true.
But yeah, it probably will be, but...
Mm-hmm. Definitely right.
Any other news?
So, when are the VGAs? Is it tomorrow?
No, it's like December 10th, I believe.
Right.
Some Saturday in December.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Damn, this year is over, man. It's crazy.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Did you guys check out that Battlefield 3 map pack trailer?
Nope.
Mm-mm. That shit looks awesome.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, I did. It does.
That on Brooklyn.
Yep.
Yeah, man, that looks awesome.
Yeah, but damn, why is it taking them so long? You know what they should do is release that. They should have timed that for the release of Modern Warfare. Drop it the day before Modern Warfare comes out to steal their fucking thunder. And not wait till December. Like, come on.
Wait, now that you mentioned, you know, Modern Warfare, you know, we're just discussing before the podcast about that bid on eBay that someone bought, like, I think it was like for $14,000.
What did they buy? What game was it?
Modern Warfare 3 for $14,000.
Yeah. The story was because a lot of the Kmart stores apparently in North America have been selling their copies early. Mm-hmm. And somebody apparently got hold of a copy, has put it on eBay, and that shit's just gone crazy for people trying to get their hands on the standard edition of all things. And apparently the bid has gone up to like $14,000, and it's just crazy to even think that. I mean, I guess what Shooter said before the podcast is a valid point, that this guy, whoever put it up, could have just created a bunch of accounts and, you know, just spam that shit himself, but, you know,
or some rich bastard that don't give a fuck just wants to have the game to talk shit.
I know, but what makes me laugh is when this story broke, I think it was on, when was it, Thursday, I think it was Thursday, yeah, and if you actually look at the eBay listing, it says, like, delivery estimation within 4 to 5 business days,
mm-hmm.
So when this bid actually finishes, they possibly won't even get the game until the release day, or the day after release day anyway, so it's like, what is the point? You know? You spent $14,000 on a game that you could have got on release day for $60 and you didn't get it no earlier? It's like, you know. So, I don't understand it. I hope nobody was stupid enough to spend that amount of money on this game.
On any game. Even the best game. No, that's fucking ridiculous.
On any game. That is... I can't even fathom that out, so I pray that Shooter is right with what he says. Because that... Nah. No. No way. I'm just fucking ridiculous. But, you know... It's a lot of controversy. It's a lot more, you know, media attention for the game, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So, what are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do, right?
What are you gonna do? So, come on, let's move on.
Yeah, for real. Talk
about Uncharted.
You're right, you just want to talk about Uncharted, so let's do it. Hold on. Fucking scat.
Tiger! Uppercut!
Game Spotlight.
Uncharted 3, Drake's Deception. Is hands down my favorite game of the year. In terms of graphics, in terms of story, in terms of gameplay. Love it. Absolutely love it. I can understand people's criticisms of the game, and, you know, I'm going to take both your opinions on board, but I'm like 1 3/4 ways through the game now. Already beat the game once, 3/4 of the way through my second time, and, you know, it's like the game is just phenomenal to me. Phenomenal.
Yeah. So what don't you like about the game, dude?
Well, my criticisms about the game are pretty much criticisms I had with part 1 and part 2. Certain things that they've done where enemies might spawn off screen, like behind you, and they come behind you with a shotgun, and especially on the harder difficulties that'll take you out in one anyway. You know, so certain things like that they don't seem to have, you know, worked out yet. And, you know, 3 games in, you'd think they would have sorted that shit out by now.
Mm-hmm.
Other things where, you know, the actual platforming of the game, where you'll jump to a certain spot and Drake won't actually grab onto a ledge, or he'll drop down off a ledge where you think it's safe and it's not, and he'll fall to his doom. All that kind of shit that there's been problems with that for, you know, throughout the whole series, basically, and they don't seem to have worked out those kind of kinks. You know, and with the traversal, you know, Drake has to jump at a wall or a ledge or something at a certain angle for him to actually grab onto it. And if you miss that angle by like a centimetre, he won't grab onto it. So just certain things like that are still frustrating even now. But, you know, I can work past all that. I can work past that kind of shit, because, like I say, the story, the character development in this one a lot more, and set pieces, just the gameplay, I'm thoroughly, thoroughly enjoying it. And, you know, like I say, the criticisms I have, I can look past, because, you know, in the wider perspective, the game gets so many things right for me. But that's in my opinion. And, you know, it gets a lot more right than it gets a lot wrong. Mm. So go on, now let me hear both of your thoughts.
You go first.
Alright, well, I was going to say that the game does look amazing. Like, the jungle in France, it was breathtaking, man. It was so detailed, so beautiful, man. But I don't think it's as polished as all the other games. Like, we're all seeing, like, stupid shit happening, like, when half a body is below the ground and half of it is above.
Yo, my shit only happened after Brooke mentioned that. I had none of that in my first playthrough. And then as soon as Brooke posted that picture, my shit crashed. So thanks a lot, Brooke.
And even my fault. It ain't my fault they made a broken ass game.
And even in oh,
fucking blame
even
me.
Even on the online, like, there's this level one, you know, the one with the two subways that are, like, running beside each other. So basically what happened was, all you saw was the two trains and just like a gray screen. So you didn't see all the details around it, which is the two trains just, like, almost like flying in an empty screen. So I don't know what happened there. Like, the detail around the trains just disappeared for, like, that level. So I thought that was messed up. But, and also, won't get into detail of that because that's going to be spoilers, but I think the story was a little rushed. I wish I could go more into detail, but I can't.
Man, look. Uncharted 3, okay, look. Let me say this before I say what I really have to say. What I'm going to say. If you compare Uncharted 3 to any other game on the market, it's excellent. Right? It's head and shoulders above 99% of the games out there. Save for maybe like the Arkham Cities of the world, right?
Right.
Stuff like that. Top tier games. Maybe like an Infamous 2 or something like that, right? But comparing Uncharted 3 to Uncharted 1 and 2, okay, and specifically comparing Uncharted 3 to Uncharted 2, it is where it is definitely lacking to me. Or, not even lacking, it's not as polished overall, and I think it's not as good of a game overall, because they introduce a lot of new things that aren't fully fleshed out enough. That's kind of like, you could tell they may have rushed it out the door, or could have used some more fine-tuning, like the combat system. To me, is not as fluid as it should be. It doesn't ever feel second nature like when you're playing Batman and how it's just it's flowing. It just feels really offbeat and not. It just feels more like quick timey and less skill. It just feels and sometimes I'm like, why did they even bother with this? And the shooting has problems in single player. Naughty Dog has even admitted it, and they had this thread on NeoGAF where the community manager from Naughty Dog was trying to get people, he was trying to find people who live in the same city in California to come in and play test it and, give them feedback to fix it. Cause it is definitely, there's definitely, if you play Uncharted 2 and you play Uncharted 3, the shooting in 2 is definitely way, it just feels better.
I'll definitely give you that one.
Yeah. I mean, and that's a big deal. That's a huge deal because it's a game that revolves around shooting enemies. It's not all shooting. Yes, there's the traversal and the puzzles, but I mean, a huge reason why it's so popular is because of the shooting. And that's a big deal to me. And then, you know, there's less shooting in the game because they have the melee, so it's like, okay, if I look at my experience with the game, I'm doing this melee stuff that doesn't seem quite right, and then from there I get to less of these shooting experiences, then it doesn't feel right. So it's like there's way too much not quite right in the game for me to kind of praise it the way I may have praised Uncharted 2. So it's good. The story is really good and engaging, and I've enjoyed it a lot, but the game part of it to me is not as polished. And then, you know, I mean, the lighting is spectacular. The sound, of course, is great. I don't like the fact that they don't have motion blur and it looks jaggy compared to Uncharted 2. It doesn't look as crisp. So I guess they traded the enhanced lighting effects for the smoothing and the motion blur that kind of would hide the jaggies. So it's kind of like there's more detail, but at the same time it's more pixelated, so it's weird. It's like it's not really better to me. It's just a trade off, you know.
So whereabouts are you in the game?
I'm at the part pretty much. Damn, where am I in the game? I stopped playing it because I'm waiting for the patch. Honestly, I am up to the part where they. Okay, I'm in this big. I'm in what is that? Syria? Not Syria. After Syria. I'm in the Middle East, and you go in the dungeon, and then there's all of these challenges that you have to do, and it's like three rooms. With the legs and the feet, and you got to match the shit up.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm like right after that one. There's another door that opened, and I didn't go inside. I saved my game. But it just got to the point where I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to wait till they patch the shooting and then finish it. And I'm just going to play something else because multiplayer doesn't have the same problems. The shooting is not even the same. And that's another thing that's weird. Like in Uncharted 2, the single player and multiplayer had pretty much the same feel in terms of controls. So playing through single player kind of was a prep for me. And then this is not completely different. So, you know, I was playing single player for a while and then I went to multiplayer, and you know, you have sprint in multiplayer and there's no sprint in single player. And then I was in single player trying to sprint and it's like, what the fuck? It's like the continuity is not there really in what you can do. It's weird, man. It's weird. I don't know. I think it's a great game. I don't think it's like their best work personally.
See, that
at all.
That I think is just a problem. Just because Uncharted 2 was so technically above everything else when it came out, and because it was so well received by the critics and the community and everything, it was bound for it to happen. You know, everyone was looking to Uncharted 3 now to be even better, and it was really
They tried and they failed. Like, it could have been
failed.
Yeah,
I wouldn't say
I think they failed being better than Part 2, definitely, in my opinion, based on what I just said. And my thing is this: if you're gonna try to add stuff, then whether you do better than before, okay, doing better than you used to do is doing things better, adding things is better. They added stuff that's not necessarily better, right? Like, they added more melee attacks, right? But it's not better than before, because the melee attacks in Uncharted 2 worked. Like, when you knew when you could do it, when you get the prompt to do it, it was really consistent. There's times in Uncharted 3 where it seems random as hell, and like the hitboxes for when I can do something is not really clear to me. It's weird. Like, sometimes, you know, you'll grab them, and sometimes I've like pressed the button to do the animation and then like the other person moves and I'm kicking in the air, and it's weird. Like, it's just kind of, I don't know. It's not consistent to me. The melee stuff is not. And the animations for when he's walking around feels like they just added it just to add it. Like, and it doesn't flow well. Like, I don't know. It just feels weird to me. Like, when he's walking around and he's doing that little, like, shuffle move. And sometimes it's just, like, for no reason. You know, it's kind of like, okay, Now he's doing the same shuffle move over and over. It doesn't make it more realistic. It just makes me look at his walk more than I did before. Like, I used to look more at the surroundings. Now I'm noticing him bumping into shit, and it doesn't really matter, right? And it just makes my control of him feel weird because I can't turn. Like, if I try to turn while he's doing a shuffle, it's weird, you know? I don't know. It's kind of weird to me. I know it sounds like I'm like, this game is shit. It's not. It's not. It's a great, it's really fun, but I just don't like when they add stuff that doesn't.
It doesn't sound like you're trolling. I mean, it's definitely valid points.
So yeah, but, I mean, have you encountered any of that?
I think the things that you've brought up is, you know, it's definitely going to be based on opinion. I don't think it's
right.
Fundamental flaws.
Opinion on how bad it is, right? My opinion on how bad it is.
Yeah,
like, it means more to me than
it did
to you.
Bad.
What?
What you think is bad. I don't think it's necessarily, you know, a bad thing they've put into the game. I just think, you know, certain people are going to like it and certain people aren't.
Right.
For me, the combat, I enjoyed the combat because it did feel more like Batman. Which, you know, I think they have a great melee combat system in Batman.
The best.
So I think if you're gonna update your melee system, then who better to, you know, try and copy than Batman? You know,
yeah.
A lot of games copy other people.
Provided that you do a good job. I don't feel like they did a great job. I think they tried.
They tried, and to me
and but to me it's like not quite right.
Uncharted 2.
Yeah. Right, but to me, it's all of these forced melee situations. Like, okay, I'll give you an example. There's the part in Syria where you're going up the tower, and then this big dude comes out the door, and you drop your gun to fist fight him, and you can't do anything about it. It's like, what the fuck? I don't want to melee him. I want to just pick up my gun and shoot him. Why did I drop my gun? So I could fist fight this dude. Like, now I gotta do this fake quick time bullshit when I really could have just shot his ass down. Like, is what the fuck? You know? It's like they forced that shit on you. I don't know. And I don't think it's particular. I don't personally don't think it's particularly that satisfying. It's kind of like, okay, he's gonna throw a punch. I'm gonna press the button now. Like, you could never lose a fist fight in that game because it's not. It's so not, I don't know, tuned well to me. You know? I don't know. Crickets, y'all, like, whatever. What the fuck you talking about?
No, like I said, I can definitely take your points on board, but just the things that you've said, I can look past them.
Right.
Just because, like I say, you know, I'm coming up to finishing my second playthrough, and those kind of things really haven't bothered me. The biggest thing that has annoyed me in terms of the gameplay is the aiming. And I even said that on the forums when, you know, I first started commenting when I played the game. It's like, well, the aiming feels a bit off.
Feels really
off. Or is that just me? Yeah, it feels, I don't know, it feels like a lot of the time I am shooting at the enemies, but
it's
they
like
don't seem to be taking any damage.
Yeah, it's like you're
it
shooting them.
Like,
yeah.
It literally has to be pinpoint accuracy.
Yeah. It
so
definitely feels weird.
If
like,
they can patch that, then great. But that really is the biggest drawback for me at this point. And
it's a huge problem.
It's a huge problem.
To me, it's a two-part problem. It's the shooting them. It seems like it takes too much to down them, and then targeting them feels way more stiff than it should. You know. Like, it's hard to get your reticule on them because of some kind of weird acceleration on how the gun moves when you're aiming. It's weird.
Yeah.
Shit's broke. Basically.
I wouldn't say it was broke.
Shit's broke, dude.
But that is definitely a flaw.
Broke.
That's just fucking broke, dude. Whatever, dude. But not serious.
No, that shit's broke. You just admitted it was off.
Yeah, it's off, but it's not broke. If it was broke, I wouldn't have been able to finish the game.
My game is broke. My game is broke. My shit crashed on me. Stuck in geometry. I fell through the building one time. Fuck that shit.
Well, hopefully once he patch it, then start that shit anew.
Yeah.
And play from the beginning.
I don't know. I'm trying to decide if I should finish it or wait for the patch.
Or why not just switch the difficulty down to normal, and then the enemies won't be so difficult then?
No, that's not my problem. My problem is not getting killed. I don't hardly ever get killed. My problem
is wait till the late stages.
The game is locking up on me, and the fucking I get stuck in shit. Like, shit's crazy. And the aiming is off. I mean, I can still, like, hide behind cover and play it safe, you know? I mean, because that's all you really end up doing. If your shots are not accurate because of whatever mechanics that's not working right, it's easy to just take it slow, hide, and just, you know, pop up and shoot them and take them out the slow way. But it doesn't make for a more fun experience, you know? So, I don't know. Let's move on. Sonic Generations. Game of the year. Sonic Generations is gonna be game of the year, yo. I'm telling y'all. Nah, so Amazon had it on sale the other day, and I've just been reading a lot of positive praise for it. So
wait. They had it on sale. It only come out Tuesday.
What? Yeah, it was on sale for $39, $38 or something like that, with free shipping. So I got it from Amazon. I think it was like the day after it came out. It was on sale. It came out Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
It must have been Wednesday. I ordered it Wednesday and it got here for Friday. Yeah, 2-day shipping. Free 2-day shipping, that is. So, and the reason why I got it was because Sonic Colors, like I said, was so fun. And I was like, damn, I always wished, what if it was HD, you know? So, it has a lot of the similar styled stages. Pretty much it does. It's good, man. It's really fun. Like, I spent a good 2 hours playing it earlier today that went just like that. Like, so basically, you have remakes of a lot of the classic stages, you know, and you get to play as old Sonic, chubby short Sonic, and tall slender Sonic, new Sonic, and they both have their abilities from whatever game that is. So old school Sonic only has, you know, the spin dash, the spin roll dash, and just the regular jumping and the jump spin attack, and the new Sonic has the speed boosts, where you can, like, when you're running, hit the button and boost. And then also has the jump homing attack. So when you jump, you can home in on an enemy and bounce from enemy to enemy. So you have those differences in how the stages play. But you play the same stages with the different Sonics, and depending on the Sonic, you can reach different parts of the stage. You collect these little things and you can unlock other challenges, and it's pretty dope because, like, the stages are cool and the way the perspective of the stages shifts in this kind of 3D way that kind of makes it even more, it makes it more exciting because of the way they show the speed makes you feel like, oh shit, you know, what am I gonna do next type. And there's different, for the most part, different ways to get through the stages. So you, as replayability, like with that, you might want to see what happens if you would have got on that rail instead of falling under it, you know? And then, you know, they have like the leaderboards where you see your times and your friends' times and all of that stuff. So yeah, it's pretty fun, man, actually. It's a lot of yeah, so I'm only like on the third level. There's two boards and two acts, I guess, right? Act one and act two in each stage, and then if you get all of these items, these keys, and you do some of the challenges, you unlock the, you get these keys and you get to unlock the bosses. And I haven't fought any yet, but some of the challenges are really fun. Like there's a challenge where you have to do stage Green Hill Zone Act 2 with only one ring. So they give you one ring at the beginning of the stage, and that's all you have. So basically, you can't get hit. I mean, you have that one time to get hit, and if you don't catch it, your ring, you're screwed. So it makes it real challenging. And there's like another challenge mode where you have to, they give you like quadruple speed. So they give you the speed shoes, but like times 4. And you have to beat the stage in a certain amount of time. So everything is stupid fast, and you gotta like know where the enemies are and where to jump over them and all that stuff. It's pretty fun, actually, trying to beat that. And then there's one that's a race. So you have to race a Phantom Sonic, and it's all about who gets to the finish line first. So there's a lot of these challenges that you end up replaying the stages over and over, but those stages have so much shit in it anyway, it's fun to kind of know the idiosyncrasies of what, how to get through it, you know? It kind of works out, so yeah, it's pretty dope, actually. It's probably one of my more surprise hits this season. The music is super dope. They have like remixes to all the classic Sonic tracks, but like remixed really well with like live instruments, like alternative versions of the songs, and it's really nostalgic. It's dope. It's dope. I like it a lot. Play that shit. I'm gonna play that shit later. And then it's 3D too, and the 3D is dope too. So you can play it in 3D. It's 1080p if you play it regular, and then it's 720 in 3D. Looks really dope. Some of the, like, cause you know, they have the stages where you do side scrolling left to right, and then it turns into the first person kind of mode. Some of the first person stuff is the weaker stuff. Like, some of it is just a little hard to, like, it doesn't always flow smoothly. Sometimes it does, and it's like, oh shit, I can't believe I just did that. But, and some of it is just memorization, you know, like if you memorize where shit is, you can kind of keep that momentum that makes Sonic fun. So like, it's kind of like with Sonic, is one of those games where when you know the stage, it's fun because you can kind of like see how good your timing is going to be to when to do your spin over an enemy, you know? So it's like memorization and then twitch movements, like, but some of the first person stages kind of like they have little issues, and they're not as smooth in terms of like the design of them, but some of them are really good. So yeah, it's pretty dope. I like it a lot, actually. I like colors a lot too, and it has that formula. I think if they keep it up and use this as a formula and refine the first person stuff, and they refine the way the controls, the first person controls, I haven't yet got them as good as I had them on the Wii, because you can do all this like skidding around corners and stuff. I think they could be on to reviving the series. I think this is a really good step to getting Sonic back, like making it engaging and fun for people to like care about, you know? I think if you ever liked Sonic and you bought this game, you will definitely be happy with it. Definitely. It definitely makes you feel good and not like, what the fuck is this shit, you know?
Well, I have been looking at it, and yeah, I have been wanting to pick it up.
Yeah. What I've done is I turned all the voices to Japanese. Because, you know, like, Sonic's friends have all of these really shitty kitty voices. And it kind of makes the game feel cheesy, but if you put on the Japanese voices, the shit sounds awesome. This shit sounds fucking crazy. Because you know how, like, sometimes in games, the Japanese voices sound really more, like, hardcore, like they're shouting and shit. So it sounds, like, crazy, like, Sonic's friends are, like, it just sounds, like, really, like, dope to me. So you can pick what voices you want in the menu. Like, you could do Italian, German, French, and Spanish, I think. You know, the typical languages. And Japanese, and I pick Japanese, and that shit is awesome. That's just a little bonus.
I might get it for Christmas.
Yeah, I think you should get it, because you're definitely... You bought all of those shitty Sonic games before.
What? I bought Sonic 4, which I enjoyed.
Shitty.
That's the first Sonic game I bought in years. Original Sonic game. That's not a collection.
Shitty. It was shitty, though.
Is it balls?
Yeah, I would like somebody else who's into it to play it. I think I have, like, one other person on my friends list who has times on the leaderboards, you know? Because, like, all of the stages in the online mode, you can, like, try to beat their time and stuff and beat your own time. So it's, like an auto log. It'd be cool to kind of, like, have some people whose times I want to, like, destroy. So I look forward to destroying your time.
Dude, you ain't destroying shit. Sorry, that shit. So that's Sonic.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, yeah. I'll see if someone can pick me that up for Christmas.
Yeah, you should totally get it. I'd recommend it. If you like those shitty Sonic games, you'd like this one.
Oh, fuck you. He praises the shit out of Sonic, but he had nothing but hate for Uncharted 3.
You just never know what to expect from me, huh?
That's true. Definitely true. You'd be on that bullshit.
Dude, but I backed up all of my shit with very specific points that is not... I'm not the only one saying these things, you know? And I posted screenshots and shoot... I mean, come on. The shit's glitchy, dude. Come on, man. You know that shit. You just fucking... in denial. It's okay though, man.
Yeah, but Uncharted 2 was like that, and Uncharted 1 was like that. They weren't perfect games by any means. I mean, Uncharted 2, right at the beginning, when I first started playing that shit, when you're climbing up that train, the shit glitched on me right within the first 10 minutes, and I got stuck within the train when I'm climbing up the thing on the outside. But, you know, glitches happen. Glitches happen. And that was Uncharted 2 in the first 10 minutes. You know, it didn't happen on everyone, but it happened on me. So, you know, it's the luck of the draw in these games, I guess.
Luck of the draw on my nuts. Fix this shit.
Yeah, they should, but, you know, they don't.
Man, look. So, yeah, so what else is on the agenda? I think that's all we had. Yeah, so I don't think I'm playing Uncharted till they patch that shit, man. I played multiplayer. That shit's I'm just having fun with Talon and Illmatic, shooting motherfuckers. That definitely launched way better than the demo. I mean, the beta. They definitely had some shit up their sleeve to live's patch.
Well, I'm not touching it until I platinum this game.
You late, man.
I mean, I touched it a couple of days ago, so we could get those two online trophies, but other than that, when I platinum this in the next couple of days, you know, that's when I'll mess with it. But I'm having too much fun with the campaign.
Fuck that shit. Well, I think that's all. That's it for today, man. Like I said...
Well, we didn't do games we played, but oh, saying shit. That I've Damn. Only played this. I've only played let's, Uncharted this week.
Let's do this.
Games we played this week.
That's right, bitches. Games we motherfucking played.
So, Shooter, you go first, because we all know what I've played.
These nerds.
Exact same thing as you.
Which is Uncharted 3?
Yep. What?
No DC Online?
I have to get back to that soon.
Are you still subscribed to that shit?
Well, it actually ended just like 2 weeks before. 2 weeks before it actually went free.
I'm fucking with y'all.
and what's it called? And Shadow of the Damned or something like that. Played a bit of that, just getting into that game. It's cool, but not the greatest thing. I just played.
Oh, Shadows of the Damned. The yeah. This what's that? Suda 51 and yeah. It's like it has its something to it. It feels like it's incomplete though. Like
it's weird too, you know. Feeding the doors, either like strawberries and shit.
Mm. Yeah, what? Yeah, 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 yeah.
The comedy they have.
Yeah, you have to play it.
It's a little weird, but it's fun. But like I said, I only got just started playing that game, so can't speak much on it. And you know, I think that's it.
Yeah, I've not even played any Battlefield this week.
I gotta get back to that now that I'm done with Uncharted.
Yeah, so I played Battlefield a little bit. Played Uncharted 3. Nah, I've had fun with that game. The story is pretty great, actually. That was for you, Scat.
Story is great.
I've played Sonic Colors and
you play Sonic Colors as well? I mean, as Generations?
Nah, sorry, Generations. And I think that's it, man. I've been working on the site mostly, man.
Oh, you know, I also been playing that Infamous Vampire DLC.
Oh yeah. That shit is
man,
dope,
the controls,
wasn't it?
But the I don't know whether I have the settings wrong, but the controls are like they don't feel right. It's hard to control.
It's the same shit as the game.
Has anyone tried playing that with the Move yet? Because they patched that shit with full Move support, so
yeah, I haven't tried it.
If anyone tried it?
Nope. I played it, beat it with the regular controller. You could play the whole game with Move now.
Yeah.
Patches for the whole game. I still need to do my evil run of Infamous 2, which I will do at some point, because that game is dope.
Yeah, I still need to do that.
I hope that they do another downloadable pack like the Nightmare stuff, because it was really fun. That was definitely worth the money, in my opinion. That was one of the better DLC packages that I've bought, and I enjoyed it, and it was fun. And it reminded me all about the game. So, alright, that's it, right? Guess, we'll be back.
So, just before we go, is anyone picking up Modern Warfare 3 this week or renting it so we can talk about it next week?
It'll be in my Gamefly queue. I don't know if I'm gonna get it in time, though. You know, I'm definitely not buying it.
This guy's gonna buy it.
I'd go to Spacebar's house and play it.
I ain't gonna buy it. I ain't got no money to buy it. My money's been put aside for Skyrim this week. The only way I'll be getting Modern Warfare 3 is if someone actually buys me the game. But it ain't coming out of my pocket, so.
Well, there you have it.
I'm still thinking about picking up Skyrim.
Skyrim.
I'm gonna get that eventually. I'm just rather definitely I need to beat Zelda first.
I might just wait till like a Game of the Year edition comes out. Or Skyrim.
Yeah, that makes sense because you know that's inevitable and it's gonna have all the shit they're gonna gouge everybody for.
It's inevitable, but if you're a fan of Elder Scrolls like me, then can't wait.
And just bite that pillow, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I could wait.
Bite that pillow!
I have no problem with that.
Hold on tight.
Skyrim.
I'm fucking with you.
Oh, yeah,
so
like I was saying about the Grab the Ring. So basically, it's a site that, you know, Uncharted pulled up, and all you have to do is, you know, have a webcam and hold your, like, there's an image of you on the screen, mm-hmm. and there's like a ring floating, and you have to like hold your hand still where the ring is, and it counts your time, and then you unlock shit. Like, I did pretty terribly for some reason, and then like, so I got some in-game clothing for online, but you can even win like cash and shit like that. Like, the person that's gonna have the highest score wins $10,000.
Interesting.
So this is a US thing yet again?
Yeah. Yet again. You can probably unlock the clothing and like in-game stuff, but when it comes down to the cash, I can't even win the cash either.
Fuck your couch.
Well, anyway, that concludes this episode of This Is Your Life. I'm your host, Robin Leach. Nah, we'll be back next week. More game shit. Wait, what comes out next week anyway?
Modern Warfare and Skyrim.
Oh shit, two games I'm not gonna get. I might have to rent some of those. I'll play them somehow. Oh. I put my life out. In this peace. Boy, they still don't know me. In this fast lane, I move slowly. Yeah. I'm focused, nigga.
Put my hustle down, got my money up. All them bitches coming round, cause my niggas coming up now. We put our hustle down, got our money up. All them bitches run up, yeah. Cause they don't want no runners up. Clown, put my hustle down, got my money up. All them bitches coming round, that's because we coming up now. We didn't put our hustle down, got our money up. All them bitches run up, cause they don't want no runners up.
Been getting it, that bad man, that bad man. The hoes be on me like tube socks. Range Rover no rooftop. I took two shots of that brown brown. We downtown, we kicking it like it's my birthday. Jet set, real niggas, first place. You never winning if you jealous of another nigga. Don't be jealous of how well he does. Just focus on your own team and they can help you up. I'm young and rich, a bunch of bitches blow the celly up and I can't even blame them. Sitting in naked pictures, I'ma frame them on the iPhone. I'm rolling up an Instagram, Instagram in one blunt. 20 for the .5, it's like a brown bag lunch. Higher than the top bun. I still pop Rihanna, I cannot front. We barbecuing, putting vodka in the fruit punch. So you better watch her or she mine, man. Ain't no ring on her finger like LeBron, man.
Put my hustle down, got my money up. All them bitches coming round, cause my niggas coming up now.
You already know what's good.